I'll call the meeting of the Senate State Affairs Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:30 p.m. on Tuesday, January 31st, 2023. Present today are Senator Merrick, Senator Klayman, Senator Bjorkman, and myself, Chair Kawasaki. Senator Wilkowski is on his way shortly. Before we start, please silence your cell phones. I wanted to remind members and testifiers today that all questions and comments must be directed through the chair. And before testifying, please clearly state your name, title, and affiliation for the record. With us today is Senate Records, from Senate Records, Carrie Cooperrider. Thanks for being here. And Zach Lawhorn, who will be our moderator for the Legislative Information Office. On today's agenda is just one bill. It shouldn't take too long, but we'll see. And that is to hear Senate Bill 26, an act relating to special registration plates commemorating peace officers killed in the line of duty. Our intention is to hear the bill, have a briefing from Senator Kaufman and his coworker, and have a couple folks who are online to testify for the bill, and a commissioner who's here. And just for the record, Senator Wilkowski has joined us. So if we could have Senator Kaufman and Dominic Hartnett come forward. And welcome to the Senate State Affairs Committee.
Thank you. For the record, State Senator James Kaufman, District F. And I'd like to thank the chair and the committee for hearing this bill today. And I believe we can make quick work of it. I'll do my best. Again, thank you. I'm honored to sponsor SB 26 during the 33rd Alaska State Legislature. This bill intends to pay tribute to the brave men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty as peace officers. This bill adds a subsection to the Alaska statute which authorizes the creation and issuance of license plates commemorating these peace officers. This bill includes not just police officers, but all peace officers such as state troopers, municipal police officers, village public safety officers, and officers of the courts. Every day, those that have sworn to protect us put themselves in harm's way to preserve the peace and protect their fellow citizens. There are a multitude of other states with license plates honoring those who have died in the line of duty. It's time that the great state of Alaska represent our respect for Alaska peace officers in a similar manner. This bill is a small but meaningful way to recognize and honor the sacrifices made by those heroes. So I urge my fellow legislators to support SB 26. Show our state's gratitude for the service and sacrifices of our fallen peace officers, their families, friends, and coworkers. And thank you. Again, my staff member, Dominic Hartnett, is here. To go through the sectional, if that's the will of the committee, Mr. Chair.
Do we have any questions initially for Senator Kaufman? Seeing none, Mr. Hartnett, if you want to go over the brief sectional for the committee. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. For the record, Dominic Hartnett, staff to Senator Kaufman, members of the Senate State Affairs Committee. So for SB 26, Section 1, it adds a new subsection to AS 2810-181, which authorizes and sets guidelines for the creation of special request plates commemorating peace officers killed in the line of duty. So for this section, it defines peace officer as an officer of the state troopers, a member of the police force of a municipality, a village public safety officer, and an officer assigned to a court to serve warrants, court orders, provide court security, judicial protection, and transport prisoners. And then Section 2 adds a new paragraph to AS 2810-421, subsection D, which sets the cost of the special request plates authorized in Section 1 at $30. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Do we have questions? Senator Merrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for bringing this bill forward. I am definitely a supporter. I'm just curious, on the fiscal note, it says that the estimated cost is $14,000. That includes coordinating design, setup, updates to website, then education and training. I'm just curious what education and training portion of that is included in that $14,000.
Well, thank you, through the chair, to Senator Merrick. I believe that it's just the normal process of setting up a program for a place such as this.
Okay, so follow up?
Yep.
So including training on the fiscal note is probably just a mistake, an overlook?
It may be. I'll have to get back with the committee on that.
Okay, thank you so much.
This bill does have, I'm sure, a further referral to the Finance Committee where Senator Merrick will be able to jump on it. Senator Klayman.
First, this would be there'd be a plate. It doesn't have any particular names on it. It would just be a commemorative plate for those that had died in the line of duty.
Thank you. Through the chair to Senator Klayman. Yes, it's the design yet to be determined, and the process for that, decided. But it really is just a plate for this purpose to commemorate, typical to other plates that you might see.
Follow up? Yeah, Senator Klayman.
So the $14,000 cost, is that essentially the cost that they're estimating that every year they design a plate? If they design a plate and that runs for 5 years, and then 5 years they decide they want to have another design for that plate, is that another $14,000 every time they come up with another plate? Or is the idea we have a new design every year? Because I know some of these plates, there's like a contest for some of these designs. What is that $14,000, a one-time thing, and then the plate's there, and then they just produce the plate? Or does that come up if they have another design?
Thank you. Through the chair to Senator Klayman. No, it's my understanding that would be the one-time setup. I don't think that we're looking for an evolving design. It would more come up with a nice design for the plate, which, and nowadays, though, that's a singular plate and you know, not the pair that it used to be. So just a one-time.
And then one other question.
Yep, Senator Klayman.
This is the first time I've had one of these bills in front of me, so I'm curious, there's a bunch of these different commemorative plates that we have. How does that work for the department? Does the $30 additional charge essentially cover the cost of making more unusual plates?
Thank you. Through the chair to Senator Klayman. That $30 was the default number in statute, and so that's what we went with.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
But you don't know what the actual, like the license plates that you get that aren't commemorative, you don't know the differential in cost between the specialized plates and the non-specialized plates to DMV.
Through the chair to Senator Klayman, no, I don't have that information. But again, we can find out.
Yeah, if you could find out, that'd be great. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Senator Klayman.
And I like the bill, Mr. Chair.
Right. Thank you. Let's see, are there further questions? I guess I just have one question about the definition of the peace officer. I know that there are definitions of peace officers in other parts of statute, and this is just a general, because I know sometimes peace officers do include correctional officers too. I'm not sure where this definition came.
To the chair, thank you for that. Yes, well, the origins of this started when a constituent reached out to me and said, hey, we don't have this, we should. And that was about 3 years ago. I said, hey, well, that shouldn't be a problem. Let me get, I'll knock that out. Well, 3 years later, the way things go, so here we are. So, but across that span of time, we did expand it to include correctional officers. So the definition does capture correctional officers that might be killed in the line of duty.
Okay. Thanks. Are there further questions from committee? Okay, with that, we have, thank you, Senator Kaufman and Mr. Hartnett. We do have a couple folks for invited testimony this afternoon. In the room, we have the Department of Public Safety Commissioner James Cockrell. Welcome to the committee. After that, we also have, the chair of the Cook Inlet Regional Incorporated, Doug Pfeiffer, who is online. So, Commissioner, if you'd have a seat, put yourself, put your name and affiliation on the record for the committee, and welcome today.
And thank you.
through the chair, James Cockrell, Commissioner of the Department of Public Safety, and Chairman Kawasaki. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to this bill, and I really appreciate Senator Kaufman for asking me to make a few comments here. I'll make them brief. Certainly, we support the bill. The last Department of Public Safety does, and I know the administration does. When you look, we've had, since territorial days, 69 law enforcement officers lose their lives in the line of duty. This bill would signify the importance that our society in Alaska puts on their police officers. It sends a message to everyone. And I think Alaska, for general, is a law enforcement-friendly state still compared to some of the other states in the lower 48. So I think that signifies, again, the loss of lives of the folks, the men and women that are out patrolling, out making our places safe for our citizens and for our families to live, and also protecting our wildlife resources. So with that said, again, I would encourage the committee and the full Senate House to pass this bill. I see it as a huge, like a star out there, just saying that, you know, we support our law enforcement community. So I'm welcome to answer any questions.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner. Are there questions for the commissioner from the committee? Commissioner, thank you for being here. I know you've got a very busy schedule. Thank you for joining us and coming out of retirement to become commissioner for the department. We really do appreciate having you back.
Well, thank you. That's pretty humbling. And again, it's a privilege to be here. Certainly an honor. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Did someone drop here? Looks like we do have one more person who's called in. I do believe they are online. Maybe not. We do have one person online, I believe. It's Mr. Doug Pfeiffer, who is the chair of the Cook Inlet Regional Incorporated. Mr. Chairman, are you online?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yep, we sure can. Mr. Pfeiffer, if you could, just your name and your affiliation for the record.
Yeah, my name is Doug Pfeiffer, last name F-I-F-E-R, and I'm a retired Anchorage police officer.
Thank you, sir, and you can start your testimony.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee and Senator Kaufman. Thank you for the invite. Again, my name is Douglas Pfeiffer. It is my honor to provide testimony on Senate Bill 26. For all of you, I'm a lifelong Alaskan, born in Homer, with my family originating from Ketchikan. I recently retired after 25 years of service with Anchorage Police Department, where I specialize in hostage negotiation. As you've heard previously, I currently serve in the role as chair of the SERI Board of Directors. The idea of the registration plates commemorating peace officers killed in line of duty came to me as I traveled throughout the country. Most states that I visited had plates honoring fallen officers. In 2017, I contacted several state senators who wholeheartedly supported the idea. Over the years, I've been in contact with many more. However, in 2023, our state still does not have a specialized license plate option to honor our fallen heroes. We do currently, as you've heard, have the option to honor firefighters, EMS, the Blood Bank of Alaska, the Lions Club, UAA, Breast Cancer Awareness, and many more. These are all worthy organizations and deserve our community's support. I do ask that this committee support the men and women that risk their lives on a daily basis to protect and serve our Alaskan communities. In our state's history, we have had 50 law enforcement officers die in the line of duty since territorial days, many more. As many of you know, court service officer Curtis Warland lost his life while on duty December 13th of 2022. His brothers, Charles and Christopher, both currently serve with Anchorage Police Department. Each year, I participate in a police memorial bicycle ride to honor fallen officers. This is a 400-mile ride that culminates in Washington, D.C. at the police memorial. It is a somber reminder of how many officers are killed in line of duty. SB 26 is both honorable and respectful of Alaska's peace officers. I ask that you support this bill and finally add Alaska to the majority of states who already honor law enforcement in this way. It is a positive step for our community. Again, I'm happy to answer any questions, and I ask for your support for the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Pfeiffer. Thank you for being online this afternoon. Are there questions for Mr. Pfeiffer from the committee? Okay. Looks like there's – oh, yeah. Sorry. Senator Bjorkman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Pfeiffer, for joining us today. In your research into other states and how they handle this particular type of commemorative plate, do they charge extra at all to go toward a special fund to help the families of fallen police officers anywhere?
Through the chair, Senator Bjorkman, great question and thank you for it. It varies from state to state. Some simply have the registration where you pay the fee. And again, I know that we had conversation on the $30 fee. On DMV's website, it goes from $30 to $100 for various plates, depending on what they are. There's a plethora, probably 20 plus. Some states do have that. I think that's a good idea to have that in the bill or have as an option. Also, some of the questions on who would design the plate, where that would come from, I would highly recommend concerns of police survivors called COPS, and those are family members who have had fallen officers in their lives, and they do a lot of great work within our community. It's both a state and a national organization, so that might be somebody who could assist in designing the plate. But I think that's a valid option to have if the committee would consider it, or Senator Coffey.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Pfeiffer. Seeing no further questions, I appreciate you being online to testify on behalf of the bill. This concludes our invited testimony. Is there any other committee discussion before we set this bill aside? Senator Klayman.
This may be a question for Senator Kaufman. I was just looking at the bill about the correction officers, because I think your testimony was that corrections officers are included. But I looked at the language of the bill, and it identifies state troopers, police member of a police force of a municipality, village public safety officer, and an officer assigned to court to serve warrants and court orders. But it doesn't mention correction officers, and I'm wondering if that was an oversight in drafting or they're somehow included in another portion, because I don't see where you get corrections officers in there. I'm not saying they shouldn't be, but they don't appear to be.
Thank you. Through the chair, to Senator Klayman, that may be an oversight. We'll take a look at it, but it was certainly the intent. Okay.
Great. Thank you, Senator Kaufman. And thank you for the for bringing this bill forward. We do have a couple questions and a couple follow-up questions, and that's why we have this process in place to hear about some of the things that we might be able to refine the bill as it moves to the Finance Committee. So at this time, we'll go ahead and set this bill aside for a future hearing in which there may be amendments and some other discussion with you, Mr. Senator Kaufman. With that, we will conclude early this meeting. We have a meeting scheduled for Thursday, February 2nd at 3:30 p.m., where we will hear Senate Bill 12, an act relating to confidentiality of information relating to the duties of the Department of Administration, creating an address confidentiality program, and providing for an effective date. This bill is sponsored by Senator Keel. With that, I wanted to thank you all very much. I wanted to thank Zach Lawhorn from the LIO, Carrie Cooperrider from Senate Records, and the members of this committee, and the folks who testified, and of course Senator Kaufman and Dominic for being here too. With that, we will adjourn the Senate State Affairs Committee for today. The time now is 3:50 in the afternoon.